Judo actually means the gentle way, and it's about using skill and control and movement rather than strength and force to win a contest. You need to be super fit for judo. You do need to be quite strong as well. It's not like other sports where if you're the strongest or the fastest, you win. You need to have good tactics, and I think that's one of the reasons that I really like judo. It's such a fast-moving, dynamic sport.
I'm Kieran Ward, Lisa Kearney's coach. I'm the only Irish person who's fought in two Olympics, but I'm sure that'll change now with Lisa.
Spent a lot of time training Kearney, coached by former international Kieran Ward, represented Ireland in the Olympics.
Because Kieran has experienced two Olympics, he knows exactly what it's like. All the emotions, all the thoughts, what it is like to prepare and compete in an Olympic Games. As well, Kieran has been my coach since I was 8 years old, so we have quite a strong athlete-coach bond. He knows when to push me more, when to pull back a bit, or when to say things, or sometimes say nothing at all.
Judo has been an Olympic sport since introduced in Tokyo in 64, and until Athens. It was the only martial art in the Olympics. Taekwondo joined then. It's about 120 years old.
Well, the aim of judo is to throw someone onto the flat of their back. There is no striking in judo, there's no punching or kicking. It would be more similar to wrestling than karate or anything like that.
But she's in trouble. Kearney, there's no pushover on the ground. She managed to get Kimberly into an osaikomi.
She's got some throwing skills.
I think she won her first senior Irish title when she was 12, which was a record at the time. I think she was cadet, junior, senior Irish champion all at the one time for about 2 or 3 years. Once she started fighting in continental Europe, she was doing very well. So at the age 15, 16, then she won the Commonwealth tournament. She was the youngest ever person to win the Commonwealths, which made the senior British number one. And then that was the trigger for taking this judo thing a little bit more seriously.
It has been a really tough 2 years, and to achieve what I set out to do by the end of it is the most amazing feeling. After 2 years of such intense hard work to have qualified for the Olympics, it's hard to describe what that feels like, and I'm so glad that all the hard work has paid off. There's been a lot of ups and downs in the last 2 years, and I think that I've come out of it a much stronger athlete.
It was a very steep learning curve for everyone, myself included, to the extent that once she was a year into the qualification process, she wasn't really training at all. It was just fight, recover, fight, recover. So when she picked up a knock in January and she had some enforced rest, it's quite possibly the best thing that ever could have happened. That enforced rest will benefit her during the summer, and we're already starting to see the evidence of that. If she's given rehab to do it, she'll do it to the nth degree. And that has stood by her, you know. The series of operations and stuff she had between 17 and 19, the way she came back was phenomenal, you know.
The sports psychology at that time was very important, because it's hard not to go insane when you're injured, when you're used to training so much, and then all of a sudden you're stuck, you can't do anything. So psychology was an important service that I used at that time to keep my mind sane.
I mean, she's great. She's a very humble wee girl and would be quite uncomfortable with all of the attention that she's getting, you know, would be quite puzzled about it. That's certainly not where she's most comfortable. But the kids all here, of course they do. She's the poster girl of Irish judo.
Lisa comes in and shows us all of her medals, what she wins in, like, the Irish Open and all.
Lisa's from our club, and she'd come down to the club and show us some techniques, and she would inspire us to do better at our judo.
A lot of the kids have t-shirts for the Olympics with Kearney Ireland on the back, which is what you would get on your judo suit. God, I just think it's absolutely brilliant, you know, that they're getting involved, even though maybe they're not going over to watch, they're still getting involved and they're getting excited about it.
Realistically, she is going to be in the best shape she's ever been in. And then we're looking for the best performance from her. Lisa can catch anyone in the world. She's beaten half the field already. She's come close with maybe three or four, and then three or four, she's still a couple of matches away from challenging. But in any given day, she could catch anyone.
My aim is to give the best performance that I possibly can. And I know if I give the best performance I can, that I will do well.